Good morning, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. Ukraine's Defence Minister Denis Shmyhal visited Luxembourg yesterday, thanking the nation for its solidarity while requesting further support for drone production. Ukraine aims to build 20 million annually. Luxembourg is contributing 15 million euros to NATO's Ukraine initiative. Meanwhile, President Trump has announced plans to meet Russian President Putin in Budapest following what he called a productive call. The timing is significant. Ukrainian President Zelensky is visiting the White House today to request US-made Tomahawk missiles. This would be Trump and Putin's second meeting since Trump's return to office after their August summit in Alaska failed to end the conflict. The World Health Organization is warning that infectious diseases are spiraling out of control in Gaza, with only 13 of 36 hospitals partially functioning. The UN health body says meningitis, diarrhea and respiratory illnesses pose a mammoth challenge. While the ceasefire offers hope for aid delivery, the WHO's regional director describes the humanitarian challenges as unimaginable after 2 years of conflict. French rail workers are striking today, causing delays for cross-border commuters. CFL is warning that trains between Luxembourg and France will be affected, particularly services to Thionville and Metz. However, TGV services to and from Luxembourg City will run normally. Luxembourg's emergency services have launched Staying Alive LU, a new app to help the 500 annual cardiac arrest cases in the country. The app alerts nearby volunteers when someone suffers a cardiac arrest, guiding them through resuscitation or directing them to call an ambulance. And 3,000 UK families are suing Johnson & Johnson over claims its talcum powder caused fatal cancers. The £1 billion lawsuit alleges the company has known for 50 years that its baby powder contained asbestos, but kept it on sale until 2023. Claimants say they or family members developed ovarian cancer or other diseases from using the product. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with football, and Cristiano Ronaldo has topped Forbes' highest paid footballers list for the sixth time in a decade. The 40-year-old Al Nassr star will earn an estimated $280 million this season, more than double rival Lionel Messi's $130 million. The announcement comes shortly after Ronaldo was named football's first billionaire. And the Women's Cricket World Cup has shattered viewing records, with 60 million fans watching the first 13 matches. According to the International Cricket Club, the India-Pakistan clash became the most watched women's international cricket match ever, with 28.4 million viewers.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It's a cloudy start to the day, but the sun could come out at times, with Meteorlux predicting a total of 3 hours of sunshine and no rain. We can expect temperatures of 8 to 9 degrees this morning, rising to a maximum of 14 degrees in the afternoon.